and you're listening to New England Public Radio. Amherst College is telling students not to come back after spring break. And as the new coronavirus continues to spread across the country, other schools such as Smith College and nearby Northampton are following suit. Faculty and students are grappling with what this will mean for learning and for the college experience. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
There have been no cases reported in Hampshire County, where Amherst College is located, but President Biddy Martin says when discussing what to do about the coronavirus, school officials had a goal in mind.
How we can, given the rapid spread of the virus in the United States, how we can keep our students, our community, and the larger community out here in Western Massachusetts as safe as possible.
Martin says the college considered less drastic measures like tracking travel and discouraging students and faculty from going away for spring break for fear of the virus being brought back to campus.
In the end, we decided this was the only option that made us feel confident that we have a better chance of meeting that goal.
Martin says she expects a few hundred students who are unable to return home or don't have a home to go back to will be able to stay on campus. She anticipates all employees will stay on the payroll, and it actually will be a very busy time for the IT staff. They're working with faculty members on how to finish up the semester using what the college is calling remote learning.
My name is Jagu Jagannathan, and I'm the chair of the Physics and Astronomy Department at Amherst College.
Jagannathan says he supports the decision from a public health perspective, but he says he'll have to make big changes to how he teaches.
I'm an old-fashioned guy. I use a blackboard and chalk, and the blackboard I use in the classroom I'm in is 30 feet wide, and I go from end to end through the lecture.
And now, instead,
I'll be writing on my iPad, and the camera would be on the iPad, or it'll be directly streamed or something like that. Then, from time to time, I'll have to look up and do some talking.
Jagannathan says he'll practice with the technology during spring break to make sure he's ready to go when the virtual classes start. As faculty members figure out what the rest of the semester will look like academically, some students are questioning the decision. Stephen Clapp is a senior majoring in economics.
Like, if student well-being is the priority, then sending us back home, where a lot of us come from, places that are, you know, like New York and Seattle, places that have a lot of confirmed cases, I don't think that makes much sense.
And Shreya Venkat, a 19-year-old junior biology major, says the decision makes things difficult socially.
We were expecting to stay a full semester here, and all of a sudden we're told to say goodbye to our friends. It's also difficult because a lot of seniors are graduating and we might not see them after they graduate.
Martin, the Amherst College president, says it's devastating for the senior class who likely will have to say goodbye to their friends and have their last semester interrupted. Martin was cautious when asked if there's a chance students might be able to return to campus before the semester's end.
It doesn't at the moment seem realistic to me to think that they'll be able to come back, but I am hoping against hope that they will.
Meanwhile, up the road, the much larger UMass Amherst says on-campus classes will continue as normal. The school is urging students not to travel internationally during spring break. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.